From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. California school teachers aren't the only ones staring down pink slips these days. Local budget deficits are forcing cities to slash salary expenses. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has ordered all city departments to help close a projected $300 million deficit. Typically, vacant positions are eliminated before layoffs begin, but the San Francisco Chronicle reports hundreds of city workers may have to find new jobs. Last week, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa called for similar cuts. A first-of-its-kind study out today finds a surge of older Americans living on Los Angeles streets. The nonprofit Shelter Partnership spent the last 2 years studying the county's elderly homeless. Among the findings, the population numbers around 3,000 to 4,000, making people 62 and older one of the fastest-growing homeless groups in L.A. Study authors quoted in the L.A. Times note local service providers haven't caught up to the new trend. California is home to seven of the city's hardest hit by the housing crisis. Democrats in D.C. plan to introduce a package of reforms when Congress reconvenes next week. But as Erica Kelly reports, lawmakers face a tough fight.
Senate Democrats are proposing legislation that would raise $200 million for homeowner counseling services and $4 billion for local governments to buy and rehabilitate foreclosed properties. Many of the Democrats' proposals have been previously blocked in the Senate, but speaking in San Francisco yesterday, Senator Barbara Boxer said the time is right after the federal government supported the buyout of investment bank Bear Stearns.
We cannot just look at Wall Street. We have to look at Main Street. And if we look at Main Street, we have to look at the Foreclosure Protection Act, because I think this will make a big difference.
It could make a big difference, says Kevin Stein, director of the California Reinvestment Coalition. But after a recent trip to Washington, D.C., he feels getting such broad reforms passed could be an uphill battle.
The sense we got was that the industry was fighting strongly things that were not in the industry's interest, and the administration and the Republicans were arguing against going too far and not letting the market correct itself.
The package of bills would also allow bankruptcy judges to modify the terms of a home loan. Stein says that alone could benefit hundreds of thousands of homeowners. But lenders have balked at any such proposal. Dustin Hobbs is with the California Mortgage Bankers Association.
This would raise the cost of mortgages for homeowners because the investors on the back end, when the loan is sold on the secondary market, couldn't count on a stable source of income when they know that at any point the government could come in and, you know, modify loans whole cloth.
Hobbs says lenders are already helping borrowers with the Hope Now Alliance, which has refinanced 1 million home loans since last July. For the California Report, I'm Erica Kelly.
People have to move involuntarily for all sorts of reasons. A job loss, the mortgage goes into foreclosure, the landlord's mortgage goes into foreclosure. And suddenly, the family pet becomes a problem to be solved. Animal shelters say it doesn't take a national housing crisis to force a family to give up an animal. They take in abandoned pets all the time. Sad to say, there are plenty of people who will leave a dog by the roadside or tied up in the backyard when push comes to shove. A better option is surrendering the pet to a shelter, emotionally difficult as that may be. Crystal Coleman works the front desk at Solano County Animal Services.
It's hard. I mean, we have our tissues up here at the front desk because we do get a lot of people breaking down and crying because it is emotional. And there's times when, you know, it affects us too. I mean, we've been doing this for a while, so it's not as if we were new to the industry. But, you know, there are times when we have to, you know, take a moment ourselves too.
The Fairfield Shelter sees 9,000 dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, reptiles, horses, llamas, goats, and pigs in a year. Given that kind of volume and variety, it might seem unlikely shelter manager Ron Whitfield could spot the effect of local foreclosures. Most of the dozen California shelters we contacted denied seeing any discernible link between the foreclosure spike and animal intake. But Whitfield does. Solano County has been hard hit by the housing crisis, and Whitfield says about 100 extra animals have come in since November. Mostly dogs, big dogs, the kind that need a yard.
A lot of apartments and condos will not allow pets, and if they do, there's a higher fee for having pets there. And many of the apartments and condominiums have weight limits on animals, too. So if you have a big Rottweiler or a big animal over, you know, 30 or 40 pounds, a lot of apartments won't take them.
Ideally, families find a new home for their pet through friends, flyers, or an online bulletin board. Because while shelter policies vary, California law only requires them to wait 6 days before euthanizing an animal.
Most all of them are pit mixes that we have up in here. That's another little pit mix.
All 40 cages are full in the ready-for-adoption dog rooms at Solano. These pooches sound particularly desperate because they've spotted a volunteer carrying a leash. Solano works with a robust network of volunteers. Some nurse unweaned kittens each spring. Some come by the shelter to take dogs out to play. Others take in dogs that need a little TLC to recover their manners.
Being a county agency, we don't have the time to really hold them because of the number and the volume we have coming in here. But with a little bit of time and training, which rescue groups have the time to do and spend time with them and get them out of the shelter environment, because the shelter environment can be very stressful.
Solano keeps in close touch with local pet rescue organizations. Many groups focus their efforts on a specific kind of animal or even breed, but other groups will take in or help place almost any animal. Every second Tuesday of the month, you'll find a gaggle of adorable adoptables outside the Petco in Castro Valley in Alameda County. Wayne Murata is the director of Four Paws Rescue, which organizes the event. Coco, a tiny dachshund puppy, tackles a teddy bear at his feet while he talks.
She's as close to a purebred dachshund you'll ever see. She's probably going to be a miniature. She's just beautiful.
Coco was referred to Four Paws from a local animal shelter, but Miranda says he gets roughly 1 to 3 calls a month from desperate pet owners. Four Paws can farm out emergency cases to its network of 10 foster homes. But if you think you're going to have to give up your pet, Miranda says don't wait to the last minute. Give rescuers enough time to help.
As soon as you can, make that phone call, get to a rescue group, see if they know if anybody's looking for something that you have. Because there's a good chance one of those rescue groups does, or they know another rescue group that does.
You can find out more at our website, californiareport.org. We've got links to bulletin boards, rescue groups, and pictures of cute animals. That's the California Report for Thursday, March 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.